Let's talk about local sports here on KNKX. The Mariners play the Yankees in New York this weekend. It's the most important series of the season, according to KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. That's because the Mariners are still in the wild card playoff race despite a lot of injuries. Art talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, have you seen anything quite like this with the Mariners?
Well, before I address that, I do want the listening audience to be aware that if any of them can throw a baseball overhand or run from home plate to first base in anything less than a day, please call the Mariner front office and ask for general manager Jerry DePoto. It has been unbelievable to see the churn on the roster, all based on injuries. I've never seen anything like it with the Mariners, and they are approaching baseball history. Right now, they've used 35 pitchers this season, which is an ongoing club record. The max was 32 previously. The major league record is 38, and with the annual September call-ups, they'll probably break that record, and they'll have the most pitchers used in major league baseball history. And then on top of that, they've got injuries to all the position players. It's just really astonishing. And Jerry DePoto said in May he'd never seen anything like this. And now here we are, June, July, August, and they're still falling, and they're still in contention.
That's what's amazing to me. And so they've had all these injuries, but there's something else that's also been a problem. What has kept them from acquiring talent as the season has progressed?
The biggest issue there is the absence of quality prospects in the farm system. Typically, what franchises do when they run into personnel crises like this is they trade prospects for veteran players who are immediately serviceable. But the Mariners don't have very many prospects. And the reason is they simply blew it. Over the years, under Bill Bavasi and Jack Zarenzik, the GM predecessors to Jerry DePoto, failed in first and second round draft picks so egregiously that there's nobody left to trade. And those are the problems that beset this current Mariner team because they can't get a big name pitcher. And nearly all of the players in the minor leagues that they do have now aren't quite major league ready. They call it in baseball 4A. You're a better player than AAA, but you're not good enough to be a solid, substantial major league contributor. That's what we see on the pitching mound. I've often said that starting pitching in baseball is like the offensive line in football. If you don't get that right, all the rest of the team struggles to try to make up for the deficiencies. And that's what's happened with the Mariners. They can't move forward without taking a step back.
Yet they have made up for it somewhat. They're still in the wild card playoff race, despite the injuries and despite the lack of quality prospects in the farm system. How do you see things playing out from here?
It's really hard to say until James Paxton gets back. I do think, and I've said this all year, that their 1-9 lineup is as good as the Mariners have had since the early 2000s when they were winning 90 games a year. I do think that lineup is sufficient to get them into the playoffs. The question becomes, is Paxton a contributor? Is Felix Hernandez a contributor in September? The amazing thing is the Mariners, since the All-Star break, have played 12 series and they've won 9 of them and split 1 and lost 2. That's a remarkable string of successes, given how many short-timers and 4A players and journeymen have been populating the lineups and the pitching rotation. So it may not be a thrilling thing to say, but do appreciate the job these guys have done to get there. They do have talent, and they do have the ability to keep this team going despite this cavalcade of injuries. So enjoy while it lasts. If it gets past Labor Day, this is going to be a party town for baseball.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.
Adding to the Mariners' injury woes, second baseman Robinson Cano is having an MRI to examine tightness in his hamstring. And it's unclear if outfielder Guillermo Heredia will play after getting hit in the forearm by a pitch earlier this week.